Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for Thursday night baseball, Biloxi Shockers and the Mississippi Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by quite possibly one of the tallest pitchers in the entire Southern League in Nick Merkel. Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here, it's about 3 hours before first pitch that we're doing this interview, but you've been at the field since probably about noon, 1 o'clock. As a guy in Double-A, as a relief pitcher, what is the day-to-day like?
Day-to-day, probably I get here early. I try to be an hour and a half early to stretch, try to just get the mind right, sit into the mood. You're at work now, you're not at home, so you try to get the seriousness going, get in the weight room early, roll around, move around, make sure the body's feeling right for the day. Then you get out for stretch, hope everything's feeling good. Usually it is, and then play catch, get right into the game pretty much.
What's it like for you as a relief pitcher? Because unlike a starter, you go cold until you hope about the seventh or eighth inning when the game's getting late.
I like it. I don't like the knowing of everything. I like kind of being shocked by your name getting called, that adrenaline rush that you get when you hear your last name. And it kind of puts the pressure on you to, you got to be good every time you're out there. And I like that aspect more than being a starter. You know when you're going to throw every time. You know everything going up to the week. I just like the unknowingness of being a reliever.
Now, you said when you get to the ballpark, you lock in because it's work, but I don't know many places that have Nerf footballs at work. What is it like getting into the wide receiver drills and everything down the right field line?
It feels good. I never played football in high school. I wish I would have. I think I could have been a decent tight end in Washington high school football, nowhere else, but it's fun. There is some nice fun times that break up the monotony of being here every day doing the same thing, but yeah, I'm glad I chose baseball, not football.
How important is that to you as well, to be able to get into the football drills and kind of get the body moving in different ways outside of baseball pregame?
I think it's good. It always keeps the body refreshed, keeps it new, something different every day. And then you just get to kind of be an athlete for 5, 10 minutes, whatever it is, and try to really loosen up. Not every stretch is going to get you loose the way you want it to, so running around catching footballs actually surprisingly does. Get the little extra bit out of you.
You talked about that adrenaline rush when your name gets called. You're one of the guys that when your name gets called, you know you're likely throwing multiple innings as opposed to a reliever that throws just one inning in and out. What does that recovery look like for you after a multi-inning appearance?
I'm lucky enough, I don't get a ton of arm soreness. Mine's more hips and back. So I know that night I just got to take it calm and just relax that night, wake up the next day, and get in to the weight room early, do some extra arm care stuff, make sure that's feeling right for the next day if I have to be available. I just worry about sleep. If I can get good sleep, I know my body will be there, and I'm lucky right now. I'm still young enough that the daily bumps and bruises haven't hit that bad yet. So I just try to stay loose. That's my thing. If I can be loose, I can be good. So,
how much do you enjoy being a multi-inning guy out in that bullpen?
Oh, it's nice. It feels like when you have to go up early, it's a little nerve-wracking, but you get in there and you feel comfortable and you just try to save the rest of the bullpen. You don't want to waste everybody on one day. So I just try to take it as like a saving role, where if I take 3 innings, 4 innings away from everybody else, keep everyone fresh, hopefully helps us win more baseball games.
Now, the biggest thing that has come to this clubhouse over the last couple of weeks is the adoption of 2 puppies. We talked with Shockers Community Relations Manager David Blackwell about this over the weekend. One of the names is Barks. It's the tiny little brown one, and then the light-colored one, more of the Golden Lab, is a to-be-determined name. You were one of the 3 guys that were there when this happened. How fun is it to have some puppies around the clubhouse?
Oh, it's awesome. I have a dog at home, unfortunately not allowed to have in season, but just being able to see the dogs every day gives you a fresh, at least for me, gives you a fresh vibe. Everything's fun. Dogs are always having a good time. If a dog's having a good time, I can have a good time. And so, yeah, just being there the day we got them, I remember Blaylock was just making a joke about how we should get a team dog. And then we went and walked around the little community event, came back, and Blackwell had adopted 2 dogs. And so now we have 2 team dogs, which is awesome. And they've already grown a lot in the last 2 weeks. It's going to be fun watching them grow throughout the season.
Yeah, we were talking about that coming back from the bullpen. We left for 2 weeks on a road trip. We came back, and those dogs were huge. How much are you going to enjoy when we get to later on in this season and the pitchers don't have to shag BP at all because you have 2 little puppies who are running around the outfield?
Yeah, it's responsibility we'll take seriously. and we'll make sure that those dogs are good dogs, good to everybody, and hopefully enjoy baseball.
Now, the dog you have at home, what's their name?
Her name's Lila. She's a three-year-old golden retriever, and she was getting a dog in college, not the smartest idea, but I got through it, and now she's the best, so...
One of the big things in college for you as well is you acquired a nickname, which is a nickname that I don't think I've ever heard for anybody in sports. Big Mammal. What in the world came about with that?
Yeah, that started freshman year when I was at Community Colleges of Spokane. We were playing the NWAC tournament, and I just went back and watched the live stream just to see how we threw. We got boat raced that game, and the announcer called me a large mammal just based off of pure size. And I enjoy the nickname because it's very generic. There's not much to it. Just the large mammal. It's easy. I have it tattooed on me. And I just kind of, it's stuck, and I ride with it, and I like it.
Well, and I see you got it on your glove here as well, so you've just fully embraced the nickname.
You have to. You got to dive into something.
Well, there we go. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much. This is the large mammal from the Biloxi Shackers. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and M-Braves coming up next.